Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause. The magnificent Lord God Israel.
Fight a good fight. In my analysis of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, the papacy and the Gentiles became the primary subject of an extensive investigation into the murder, genocide, captivity, enslavement, human trafficking, scattering, immoral reproduction, and beguilement of black people. I found the papacy's and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people to be the center or hub of all scripture. This is important and good to know, that the AVB deals with the issue of the papacy and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. That is a milestone in understanding scripture. Jeremiah 16:19 has a statement in it. 16:19. And it says, the Gentiles shall come to thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, okay, what shall the Gentiles say? This is the statement right here that I want. Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Okay, who has inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit? Black people have inherited lies, okay? Galatians 5:2 says this, with respect to their faith, black people have inherited lies and vanity and things wherein there is no profit. Galatians 5:2 says, okay, it says, Christ shall profit you nothing. Have you heard that statement before? Christ, listen, Christ shall profit you nothing. Black people were made during the enslavement era to believe a thing that is not true. Black people were made to believe in the character Jesus. They were made to believe that Jesus, they were led to believe that Jesus is their Savior. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He is, he died for their sins. He's coming back again to receive them to himself. This is the faith that most black people have. Belief in Jesus as Lord and Savior, belief that Jesus is a real character, real individual, when in fact, Jesus of the Bible, Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is simply a fictitious character who went about doing wrong, who went about breaking the law, rejoicing in breaking the law, and was finally caught by the authorities and put to death for his own sins. That's the gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but that is not the gospel that black people have received from the days of slavery. Okay, so fact is black people have inherited lies. Okay, they have inherited vanity. Their faith is vain, and their faith profits them nothing. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15:17 says, your faith is vain, speaking to black people. Now, it not only speaks to black people, it speaks to other people, of course it does. Okay? But I'm speaking, truth is for all people. Okay? But I speak with reference to black people because I am a black man. Okay? So, if the shoe fits, wear it. If you have inherited the same faith that black people have inherited and received from the days of enslavement, then the same applies to you. Okay. 1 Corinthians 15:17 says, your faith is vain. Vain means useless, worthless. That's quite a statement. Your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, a real individual, is vain. Okay? It's worthless. Profitless. Okay? It's no good. Okay? 1 Corinthians 15:2 says this, you have believed in vain. Wow. The millions of people that have believed in vain. Why? Because of this which is written in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 11. It says, so we preach, and so you believed. Who is the we who preached? The we who preached is the Gentiles, the papacy, and the Gentiles. Gentile is an alias of white people. Okay? Gentiles, white people. their real name, their true name, Gentiles, alias white people. Why? Your faith is vain. Christ shall profit you nothing. You have believed in vain because the Gentiles preached and you believed. You did not check out after slavery. You did not check out the Bible to see whether or not the things you were told by the Gentiles are true or false. You did not check it out. Your black preachers did not check it out. Many of them go to seminary. They go to school to, one would think, study the Bible. What have they learned? We have been simply misled. Can't trust the schools to do that which we think they should do. In this case, the seminaries, because I one time thought that they taught preachers the Bible. That is not the case. And with black people's faith being as it is, worthless, useless, and all, it is not the case. It is not the case. The Gentiles preached, and so black people believe, and others as well. That's bad. Trusted the enemy. Trusted the ones who held us in captivity and slavery. Now, we've been in the post-enslavement era for almost 150 years here in America. I read that we were freed in the UK some years before America emancipated her slaves, our black people. So let's just use the 150 years as a basis. 150 years, black people have not looked in the Bible and said, wow, they lied to us. Here is the truth. That's really something. So we see that we couldn't trust the Gentiles. They lied to us. And now we see that we can't trust the black minister. He lies to us. Or she. That's bad. That's bad. The Gentiles said, so we preach, and so you believed. The Gentiles have given no proof for what they preach concerning Jesus. They preached it. They still do. Okay? That's an iniquity of the Gentiles, preaching a false faith. That's an iniquity of theirs. Okay. Statement on enslavement. Remember this, I said, the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, the center of it, its focal point, its hub, is the Gentiles and papacy's captivity and enslavement of black people. That's something. And the black preacher has not realized that in America, in approaching 150 years of having access to the Bible, they haven't realized it. Haven't realized that they've been lied to. So back to the scripture as we move forward. Black people have inherited lies and vanity and things wherein there is no profit. And each generation post-enslavement has passed the lies on to its offspring. Each generation has. When will lying stop? Lying is bad. A people having a false belief is not good. This is something all black people should be interested in, that they have been lied to. What is the basis of that which they believe? Is it true or is it false? Now, you say you don't care, some. It doesn't matter. It does matter. For anyone to make a statement like that saying it doesn't matter, pay it no mind, that's a person who has no self-respect. No self-respect whatsoever. And understand this. It is the non-Gentile people, black people, who are deceived. The Gentiles are not deceived. They are the deceivers. Remember that. It's very important for you to say you're not interested in it, whatever excuse you give, that you don't take a hard look at what I'm saying, because I give evidence. It doesn't matter how long you've been believing something. Question is it right? Is it true? Is it false? If it's false, you should want to get rid of it and get rid of it. I know when I first began to see that, hey, wait a minute, look like I've been lied to. I mean, I started making the change right then. I mean, because I did not see any joy in being lied to. Just because the slave master said it. For you to make a statement that it doesn't matter is synonymous to saying because the slave master gave it to you, it's good. How foolish can you be? Scripture says, depart from evil. The unsound, immoral, substandard faith given to black people from the days of slavery is an evil. It's an evil. It wasn't given to you by those who love you. It was given to you by those who despise you and think little or nothing of you. How did they regard the slaves? How did the Gentiles regard the slaves? They regarded them as non-human beings. Non-human beings. Undeserving of truth. So they gave them lies. And they still feed them with the lies. In their continuance to teach the lies. If Gentiles stopped teaching Jesus right now, black people would stop also. Why? Because basically black people seem not to be leaders but followers of the Gentiles. Here I am teaching truth, showing how that they believe a lie. They believe in a fictitious character, and their belief is not consistent with that which is written concerning that character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the Bible. When will we wake up to righteousness? That which is right, that which is good and right. Good, but also right. Right, but also good. Okay. Statement on enslavement. Jeremiah 16:13. As I said, the Gentiles and papacies, captivity and enslavement of black people is the hub of Scripture. 16:13. Listen to this. The statement says, therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that ye know not. Think about all the blacks, the offspring of blacks who were scattered abroad during the enslavement era. Scattered abroad, taken from their home, you know, when the Gentiles first invaded and defeated and captured and enslaved black people. Took them from their homeland and scattered them abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. Isn't this true? Of that event, therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not. The blacks scattered abroad by means of the Gentiles and papacies, infamous slave trade. And this statement is worth revisiting. Deuteronomy 28. It says this. Listen. Deuteronomy 28. 37. That's not the one I was looking for, but I'll read it. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. Now, the Lord God did not scatter black people. Okay? Let's get that. The Lord God did not scatter, but the papacy and the Gentiles scattered black people abroad. Okay? Okay. It says this in Deuteronomy 28:68. Thou shalt see it no more again. The homeland, black's homeland, original homeland, in regard to those who were scattered abroad. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. Isn't that true? Black people were sold to their enemies for slaves. Who sold them? The papacy sold them to the Gentiles. I read a statement recently that speaks to the point, saying that the black people, you know, will no more see their homeland again. I don't have that reference before me, but all of this showing, you know, all of these statements showing that the Bible deals with the Gentiles and papacy's captivity and enslavement of black people. This is huge, people. This is huge. You've heard me time after time present scripture after scripture showing that speaks of the enslavement era. Speaks of it clearly, unmistakably. Okay. Just as this statement, you shall be sold to your enemies. As I said, the papacy sold black people into the hands of their enemies, the Gentiles. do we do with this? What do we do? Okay, some say, just pass, man. Get over it. Get over it. I cannot get over this. This is in the Bible. Listen, the Bible cannot get over this thing. The Bible cannot forget the Gentiles and papacy's iniquity against black people. It cannot forget it. The Bible cannot act as though the things that are in it are not in it. It cannot pretend that it does not speak about the enslavement era. Not just a few times, but over and over and over again. And I've proved that. You go check out Lawmaster's archives. It's evident that I have proved that the Bible speaks of that matter, and that matter is the hub of Scripture. I've proved that. You know, so I'm not trying to prove that right now. I'm just talking about it. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. Because when I open my Bible, it's still there. And that lets me know that the Bible has not gotten over what the Gentiles did to black people. So the Bible can't get over it. I can't get over it. You shouldn't get over it either. Why? Because it's about you. It's about you. The faith that the Gentiles gave you is fictitious and fanciful. Nothing to do with reality. No, nothing is going to come out the sky and rapture you up. Nothing is going to come out the sky and resurrect dead bodies out of graves. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Like the Gentiles said, they preached and you believed. You didn't ask them to show you any proof or anything. And they didn't show it. They still don't show it. They just preach, and you just follow and believe because they said so. Isn't it something? You may say, okay, Lawmaster. Okay, Lord God Israel. You talk about that over and over. Well, let me tell you this. In church, that's what they do. They talk about the same thing over and over. How many preachers going to stand up and say Jesus died for your sins? How many preachers today going to stand up and say give your life to Jesus or God? However they may word it, the same thing. Same thing, no difference. Now, of course, they're going to ask for money too, you know. But the main thing, they're going to preach the same thing about Jesus. Nothing new going to come up. Nothing new from the days of enslavement and prior, probably, who knows, but we do know from the days of enslavement. The same thing. And you've heard it so much, you of course you never doubted it. You never doubted the slave master's words. I say these things to, again, wake up black people. That they should, you know, they could be as I am. Wow, I did not know that the Bible talked about the enslavement era. Because if that's the case, why don't black preachers talk about it? The black preachers do not talk about it because the Gentiles don't talk about it. Followers, not leaders. Followers. Blind followers. Just because the Gentiles said it. No, they do not check out the Bible to see if what they were told is true. Well, I checked it out, and I found that what I was told, what I was taught, what my mama was taught, was nothing but lies. Black people have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit when it comes to their faith, to their Christian faith. Lies. How do you feel having lies? How do you feel about your mother believing nothing but lies? Your family believing nothing but lies? Your people, the masses of your people believing nothing but lies simply because the slave master says so. How do you feel about that? How do you feel? You should be outraged about it. You should be furious about it, really. You should be. You got a book here. I got Holy Bible written on the front of this book. Holy Bible. That teaches against what the Gentiles preach. That teaches against what they preach. I decided a long time ago to believe the Bible when it comes to when there's a discrepancy in what it says and what men say. Whether they're Gentiles, blacks, or what, doesn't matter. Because I can read now. I can read. And I've taken advantage of my ability to read and overcome the lies and discarded the lies that Gentiles told me and taught my people. I can read now. Well, I'm not asking you to read it. I'm not asking you to examine Bible content. That's a huge work. That's a huge work. It's taken, I don't know how much time. Well, anyway, that's a huge work, okay? I'm not asking anybody to do that. The Bible is not even asking you to do that. The Bible is asking you to believe the word that I teach. It's not asking you to do it. It's commanding you to do it. It's commanding you to have faith in what I teach. Have faith in God. Mark 11:22, the living God. And I've already taught and showed who is the living God. Study Lawmaster's archives. If truth means anything to you, study Lawmaster's archives. Study my archives. Because that's what I teach, truth. Truth of Bible content. What does the Bible really teach? Really teach by itself and itself alone. Not what Dr. So-and-so says about it, or preacher or pastor so-and-so say about it, but what does the book teach by itself and itself alone? I've done the work. I've done the work. And like I said, I show proof for what I teach. Proof of my conclusions. Okay? Gentiles gave you no proof, and you asked for none. You demanded no proof from the slave masters, and they gave you none. Do you care about yourself? Because if you don't care about yourself, I know you don't care about your people. You know? The truth, the Bible asks the question, what is truth? I have answered the question. What is truth? Truth is that what I said. Truth is the, let me say it again. Truth is the papacy and the Gentiles are the primary, they became the primary subject of an extensive investigation into the murder, genocide, captivity, enslavement, human trafficking, scattering, immoral reproduction, and beguilement of black people. Truth is, I found the papacy's and Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people to be the center or hub of all scripture. That's truth. That's truth. Truth is, I found that Jesus is a fictitious character. That's truth. What is truth? Truth is, I found that not all that my people, that black people, have been deceived by the papacy and the Gentiles. That is truth. With regard to their faith, black people have been deceived. That is truth. I found, what is truth? I found that black people have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. That is truth. that is truth regarding black people. And like I said, not only black people, but I'm focusing on black people. If the shoe fits you, then you wear it. Okay? What is truth? Christianity is built on lies. The Christian teaching is built on lies. That's truth. That's truth. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is truth? The papacy sold black people into the hands of their enemies, the Gentiles, who operate under the alias at this time of white people. That is truth. What is truth? You have been deceived. Your people have been deceived with regard to their faith. That is truth. With regard to their Christian faith. That is truth. Okay. And what will you do? What will you do? Do you care for yourself? Do you have pride, take pride in yourself that you are better than a lie? You know, you are worth more than a lie, you know, no matter who it comes from. You are worth more than a lie. Your people are worth more than lies, because that's how your enemy still regards you. That's why he still preaches Jesus died for your sins, and you still believe, while your people still believe that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I teach truth. You are, Scripture directs you to me. Have faith in God. God is not a spirit. That is truth. Yes, John says, in the book of John is written, God is a spirit. That's a true or false statement. God is not a spirit. God is talking to you now. Is this is a spirit? Are you hearing the words of a spirit? No, you're hearing the words of a human being. God is not a spirit. A spirit cannot inform you that you've been lied to. If so, you wouldn't be believing in the Christian religion right now, if that was the case. A spirit cannot do what God can do. A spirit cannot let you know that, hey, you and your people have been deceived. And you've been deceived by the Gentiles. A spirit cannot tell you the truth. A spirit cannot inform you of what is true. So a spirit cannot answer the question set in the book of John that asks, what is truth? A spirit cannot answer that question. I answer the question. I do the things a spirit cannot do. Okay. Whether you want to call it Holy Ghost or whatever, a spirit cannot do the things God does. A spirit cannot do the things that the Bible commands of God. A spirit cannot teach you truth of Bible content, as I do. A spirit cannot lead you in the right way with regard to belief in Bible content, as I do. A spirit cannot examine Bible content and report to you on its findings, as I do. So you want to continue to say God is a spirit just because the Gentiles wrote it in the book and said God is a spirit? Like they said, they preached and you believed simply because they said it. Simply because they wrote it. And remember this, you have not asked the Gentiles to give you proof of what they say. As they say, this is very important. This is key. They admit in the scripture that they preach and you believe. That's very simple. Very simple. They preach, and you believe. They say, we preached, we preach, and you believe. In other words, we say it, and you believe just on the basis of us saying it. Let's stop being ignorant. Is it because we fear them? We fear them? Gentiles are not going to come after you just because you say you don't believe in Jesus. Jesus is a fictitious character. They're not going to come after you. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're not going to come after you if you obey the scripture which says depart from the Christian faith. They're not going to come after you if you obey that scripture. They're not going to come after you if you admit the truth and say the Gentiles lied to us. They're not going to come after you if you admit the truth that the Gentiles gave us a false belief. And if they gave us a false belief, then that means the hope of black people is false. Because your faith is false. Gentiles are not going to come after you. They don't care. They don't care. Yes, they cared during the days of enslavement when they were brainwashing us and all like that. You know what I'm saying? But now, they don't care. But they still preach and you still believe. If you stop believing, they stop preaching it. Because they'll see that you're not fools. They'll say, that is a wise people. They found out we lied to them. They finally realized we lied to them. How long will it take? Is this a test? Is this a test? Get this. They preach lies to us. Is this a test? Are they waiting to see how long it's going to take people to see that what the Gentiles preach is false when compared with Bible content? Is it a test? How long will it take black people to see? Who will be the first people to find out and turn from it? Not only find out about it, but find out and turn away from it. Deceit is evil. To deceive people is evil, is bad, is iniquity. Okay. There's no good in the Gentiles and papacy fooling us. There is no good in it. And there is no good in you believing that which they teach that is false. Okay. Okay. So the Bible talks about the enslavement era. Good. Good. Because without the knowledge that's in the Bible, I wouldn't have the knowledge that I have in regard to the enslavement era. I wouldn't have it. I would not have it. Okay. I'm going to read two statements. One statement I've read before. I'm going to read it again. Psalm 14:7. Says, the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. That's just what I'm doing now, and I've done it before, so it's not the first time. That means the Lord resurrects the captivity of black people, the Gentiles, enslavement and captivity of black people. The Lord resurrects it. He brings it back to the notice of the people, to the attention of the people. He raises it up. He raises the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. He brings it up. He brings it into notice. He brings it to the people's attention. That's what that statement says. Okay. That's what bring back means. Bring back means to resurrect. Bring back into notice, whatever, you know. In this case, notice, bring to the attention, bring back to the attention of the people. Okay, so that's what I do. And we have this statement here, Ezekiel 21:23. Okay, Ezekiel 21:23 says, it's at the end of a verse, it says, He will call to remembrance the iniquity. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm seeking to do. Call to remembrance the iniquity. What iniquity? The iniquity of the captivity and enslavement of black people. Whose iniquity? The papacy and the Gentiles. That's what I do. He will call to remembrance the iniquity. A spirit cannot do that. A spirit is not going to cause you to remember anything. A spirit is not going to cause you to remember the iniquity, the Gentiles and papacy's iniquity against black people. No, a spirit is not going to cause you to do that. Okay? Something else may cause you to do it. In this case, it is the Lord God who causes you to do it. Okay? The Lord brings back the captivity of his people. The Lord will call to remembrance the iniquity. That captivity and enslavement is an iniquity. Okay? An iniquity is wickedness. Okay? Evil wickedness. Okay? And a lack of righteousness or justice. Okay? Okay, so I do the work that the Bible says God will do. A spirit cannot do those things. Okay. So, the matter is an important one. The subject is your deception. Your deceit, your people's deception. All right. I'm going to present a few scriptures here. Question of interest. 1 Corinthians 15:35 asks, how are the dead raised? I was just speaking. I just spoke about the Lord shall bring back the captivity of his people. And I said that a verb there is bring back. And bring back means, it means to raise. It means to resurrect. Okay? And resurrect means to bring back to the attention of, in this case, okay? Bring back into notice. Bring back to the attention of the people. Okay? How are the dead raised? That's how the dead are raised. Okay? That's the answer to that question. The dead are raised by the Lord bringing back things, bringing back crucial matter of Bible content, crucial subject matter of Bible content. That's how the dead are raised. Okay? I've raised the question of the matter of the Gentiles' enslavement and captivity of black people, along with the papacy's and Gentiles' enslavement and captivity of black people. I've raised that question. I've resurrected that issue. I've resurrected the issue of the false belief, false faith, okay? As in the false Christian faith, the lying Christian faith, the immoral, unsound Christian faith. Okay, I've raised that issue. I've raised the issue of God, who God is, how will you know him, what are the signs of God, what will he do, I've raised the issue of God. Okay? So that's what the raising of the dead in the Bible has to do with. It has nothing to do with dead people being raised out of the graves and cemeteries or wherever they may be. It has nothing to do with that. Okay? The resurrection that the Bible speaks of. Okay? So I answered the question, how are the dead raised? The dead are raised by the Lord God bringing Bible issues to the attention of the people. Okay? Now, Acts 26:8 says God should raise the dead. God should raise that. That's a responsibility of God. He's responsible for raising the dead. The dead issues, remember. Okay. That are in the Bible. He raises them. Okay. 2 Timothy 2:8. All right, 2 Timothy 2:8 says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead, according to my gospel. Remember that. I have raised the issue of Jesus Christ. The issue, the matter concerning Jesus Christ, I have raised. I've talked about it during this episode here. How that black people have been lied to with regard to Jesus. I spoke about Jesus being a fictitious character who went about doing or breaking laws and eventually was caught and tried and put to death for his own sin. That Jesus Christ, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David, the scripture says what about Jesus, the fictitious character? It says Jesus who is called Christ, okay? So you have Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead. I have raised Jesus Christ from the dead. I have raised the Jesus of the Bible from the dead. I have brought the truth of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John with regard to Jesus from the dead. Okay? Because it's not the truth that is preached concerning Jesus. It's lies that are preached. Okay? Gentiles preach lies. And so black people preach lies. Black people believe lies concerning Jesus. The truth is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I bring to the attention of the people that the truth of Jesus is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And that in those books, the character Jesus is number one, fictitious, and number two, he is a lawbreaker. Number three, he went about breaking laws. Number four, he was eventually caught by the authorities. Number five, he was eventually put to death for his own sins. But remember this, that Jesus is a fictitious character, okay, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And remember that I raised Jesus from the dead, okay? I brought the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to the attention of the people. Okay. Acts 2:32. Okay, Acts 2:32 says this. He spake of the resurrection of Christ. I just now spoke of the resurrection of Christ. I just now did. Tommy Hart. I just spoke of the resurrection of Christ. A spirit cannot do that. A spirit cannot do that. Okay, I spake of the resurrection. The statement says he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ. Okay, what is truth? Truth is he, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, spake of the resurrection of Christ just moments ago. Okay, still speaking of it. And verse 32, this Jesus hath God raised up. Okay. This Jesus has God raised up. That means God has brought it to the attention of the people. That's the raising up. That's the resurrection of Jesus. Now, notice this in these scriptures, that the scriptures say God has done this. Did you get that? It says, this Jesus has God raised up. Acts 13:30. Acts 13:30 says, but God raised him from the dead. God raised him, who? Jesus, from the dead. The scriptures are giving God the glory for raising Jesus from the dead. Okay? I, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, have raised Jesus from the dead. A spirit cannot raise the dead. I, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, have brought to the people's attention the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. A spirit cannot do that. The Bible says God did it. Okay? All right. So you have information on the resurrection. You know what is meant by raising the dead. Matthew 11:5 says this right here. And this could be a conclusionary statement. The dead are raised. Is that so? Well, let's ask some questions. Is Jesus, the Jesus of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John raised? Yes. Is the matter concerning God raised? Yes. Is the matter of the unsound faith raised? Yes. Is the matter of the law of God raised? Yes. So then we can conclude that the dead are raised, because all of those things were dead issues in the Bible. Mm-hmm. They were dead issues. They were just lying there, unbothered, untouched, as though they were dead. They are dead. I've raised those issues. So what is truth? Truth is the dead are raised and God has done it. Okay. A spirit cannot do those things. So then 1 Corinthians 15:20. says, now is Christ risen from the dead. Conclusion. Christ is now risen from the dead. That's a conclusion statement. Okay. Just as the dead are raised. Because if the dead are raised, then Christ is raised. Okay. So there we have it. Points you can, important points from the message. The Bible speaks in depth about the papacy and Gentiles, captivity and enslavement of black people. God brings the issue of the papacy and Gentiles are captivity and enslavement of black people up. God raises that issue. Uh, evil people do evil things. Evil things are done by evil people, Mom. Good people do good things. The Gentiles and papacy enslaved black people. Enslavement of black people by the papacy and Gentiles was not a good thing. Okay? I brought to your attention that black people were given a false faith. Gentiles played a trick on black people in giving them a false faith. I told you that Christ shall profit you nothing. That's what the scripture says. Why? Black people have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit with regard to their faith in Christ Jesus. I pointed out that the faith is vain. The faith of black people who trust in Jesus is a vain faith, and that you have believed in vain, those who have believed in Jesus. Okay? I gave statements on the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people, and I spoke about the resurrection of the dead and made clear what the Bible means when it speaks of resurrection and the raising of the dead. The enemy is fighting you. Will you not fight back? Remember, the enemy has admitted in scripture saying, we preach and you believe. They're fighting. They keep fighting. They keep putting the false, the lies out there. They keep upholding the lies. They keep pushing the lies out there. Are you going to fight back? Or are you just going to let them beat you up, beat your people up, you know, and giving them lies and strengthening them in their lies? Or are you going to resist evil, fight the unsound faith, join up with God, fight the unsound faith, and be a spokesman of the truth of God? Whose side are you on? Are you on God's side, or are you on the enemy's side? The enemy is definitely not on your side. Think about it.